Good morning. We are Donna and Brian Ness from St. Peter Lutheran Church in North Judson, Indiana. We welcome you to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. For more than 150 years, the members of St. Peter have been committed to receiving and sharing the love of Jesus. As a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, our congregation is Christ-centered and service-oriented, and our school strives to allow the children of this community to grow in their relationship with God as they grow physically, emotionally, and academically. We now look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song, and begin with a paraphrased setting of Psalm 2, as performed by the choir of St. Peter Lutheran Church under the direction of Sarah Flores. This week marks the end of the Epiphany season, which included the revelation of Jesus to the Gentiles in the visit of the wise men and Christ's baptism and early ministry. Today we hear the account of the transfiguration of Jesus, which is significant enough to be recorded in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
From the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and have no fear. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead.
The appearance of both Moses and Elijah is significant because, to the Israelite, Moses represents the law and Elijah represents the prophets, which made up most of the Hebrew scriptures. Another significant point of this account is God's pronouncement, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. This mirrors the proclamation by God the Father at the baptism of Jesus. And Jesus' face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. Years after Jesus' resurrection, Peter recounts in his second epistle his eyewitness testimony regarding the transfiguration.
For we did not follow cleverly devised myths when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, and the voice was borne to him by the majestic glory, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this very voice born from heaven, for we were with him on the holy mountain. And we have something more sure, the prophetic word, to which you will do well to pay attention as to a lamp shining in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first of all, that no prophecy of Scripture comes from someone's own interpretation. For no prophecy was ever produced by the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit.
The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to come worship, learn, serve, and live with Jesus. Our Sunday worship services begin at 9 a.m. This week, with the beginning of the Lenten season, a reflection on the Passion of Christ in preparation for Easter, Ash Wednesday will be observed with a worship service beginning at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2000. 2025. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School are located at 810 West Tomer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound movement and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me." May God's love always be with you.